Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get to the Better Business Bureau warnings of the week, and Steve Burness with the scams and spams. And I guess we unfortunately have a lot of fraud, and it involves people who are trying to help the hurricane victims in Florida. What do we need to know about this, Steve?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Yes, just like any natural disaster, you know, consumers want to help. We're telling consumers give, but give wisely. There's a lot of fake charities out there. There's a lot of scammers who take advantage of the situation, anything that's in the news. So we want consumers to do some research on any calls they receive and not to act quickly, because a legitimate charity, Bob, as you know, will want your money today. They'll want it tomorrow, next year. These charities want your credit card number, or telemarketers want it quickly. So you got to do the research. And our website, give.org, has information on BB-accredited charities supporting the hurricane relief efforts. Those are the charities that meet our 20 BBB standards for, you know, charitable accountability, are engaged in these activities already down there in hurricane relief efforts. So it's good to do, donate to a charity that you know and trust.
BBB.org, the Better Business Bureau website, can help you filter out some of the bad actors here, too. It's the season for Medicare card scams now, isn't it?
It is, Bob. There's, the relief, the open enrollment, rather, is from October 15th to December 7th. So Medicare is in the news right now. And the scammers are trying to take advantage of the situation like everything else. They'll try calling you, trying to get your credit, your Medicare card number. They'll say they need to update your account, that you need to provide them your number or your Social Security number, or you don't have the right card. It's just so many ways and tricks that they're trying to get information from you. And Medicare doesn't do that. So that's the key. Is if you think you have questions or concerns, go to Medicare directly. Go call them up directly and deal with them. Anybody calling you on the phone, you got to do some changes or something is wrong, or we got a better deal for you because the Medicare, the open enrollment's open now. You got to be wary of, and especially, Bob, if they offer you a free gift or a free medical screening if you give us your Medicare card number. That's a tip-off to the rip-off, Bob.
Those new Medicare cards were sent out a while ago, weren't they?
They were 3 years ago. They were sent out, but they're still using it. The scammers saying that, "Did you get your new card?" Hmm. Well, no. Well, give me your number and things of that nature.
Wow.
And some are saying that you got gold cards. There are no Medicare gold cards, so they're telling you everything you want. They're telling you everything that it's wrong and inaccurate, and just trying to get your number, Bob.
So during open enrollment, you hear a lot about various health care cons. Is that what's going on now?
Yeah, basically that they can help you in some way, or that they're part of Medicare, they had a better enrollment or a free health screening or sign up now. But in the end, Bob, they just want your Medicare card number and sometimes your Social Security number to steal your identity or to put in false claims to Medicare and health insurance. The fraud is just growing astronomically.
Mm-hmm.
But consumers are giving up too much information if they're dealing with scammers. So if you feel something's wrong, call them directly, go to their website. And a lot of the offers for, what plan to go into are healthcare.gov. That's the official Medicare website. Don't let somebody else steer you to something you shouldn't be into.
Got it. And we've mentioned this before. We should probably mention it again because this is a busy time for moving. What kinds of scams is the Better Business Bureau aware of?
October is the second most month that consumers move in. So it's important that they realize that there's a lot of great companies out there, but unfortunately there's some bad actors who ruin it for somebody else. So hiring, moving companies, usually a rare moment, rare event for some people, Bob, as you know. They only use it a few times a year. So, the fraudsters and the substandard, contractors take advantage of the situation. They basically give you a low ball price on the phone, and then they get there and then they change it, and then they hold yourself hostage. Or, they get these fake websites too, or they're brokers.
Hmm.
So you got to make sure, you know, looking at these websites, do the research on them and look for, you know, grammatical errors. And especially if movers show up in unmarked rental trucks instead of a clearly marked own truck, that could be a concern as well.
Yeah, if your mover is in a good humor truck, I would I would say look out. And finally, actually, this came from Vicky, and let me just read what she wrote here. I got a call from a girl who said she found my American Express Bonvoy card on the floor in front of a Target on Chicago and LaSalle. She said she found the card on the floor, and she Googled me to get my number. I do not have an Amex card like that, and I looked at my credit report and it wasn't there either, so I don't know if someone cloned my identity or if it was a mistake. What do you think happened here, Steve?
Well, you should have two things on this. Our scam tracker at the Better Business Bureau shows always two things. One is that, you know, that they're trying to befriend you, you know, that they're calling you out of the blue, and then they try to, you know, start a conversation with you and then hopefully steer you to something else, whether it be investing or something else like that. And sometimes they even call you and say, oh, give me your credit card number. Let me see if it matches. And they're trying to steal your identity. So if anybody calls, what happens to Vicky, if anybody calls you out of the blue, just deal with your credit card company directly. Call them up. Don't listen to them. If they found your card, you want to cancel anyway because they could have possibly used it or will use it shortly. So,
ironically, when I called them back, it went like it was a voicemail. And then I just basically told them, I was like, I don't have one. So you can just, you know, cut it up.
Yeah.
So it was just an awkward situation that I didn't know even how that's even possible.
Check your statements. Be sure and look at your statements closely for a while, Vicky.
I don't even have that card.
Oh.
That's what's so weird about it.
Get your credit report, you know, a couple times a year and always look at that as your first way, Vicky, of your victim of identity theft. But usually they just want to friend you, Vicky. They may call you back or they just want people to give out their credit card information to them to see if it matches.
Vicky, yeah. Vicky doesn't need any more friends. She's got too many. Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau. Thank you, Steve. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you.